Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Regardless of where you are right now, you are listening to episode 33 of the Player Player Podcast, the show where we try to discuss video games in a way that everyone can enjoy. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the local resident of Omicron Persei 8, Arsen Lakpa.
Greetings, Earthlings. I am here to talk on a podcast.
I shouldn't laugh at the end.
Yeah, that laugh was like a pirate laugh. I feel like you've done that several times.
Mr. Krabs laugh.
As always, each episode drops right from the Stork's Mouth every Thursday on all major podcast platforms, bringing you another quality discussion from your two favorite baby boys. Mm-mm. I don't think we have any announcements. Do you have any announcements?
Honestly, bro, I'm going to go ahead and keep it 130% honest with you. I don't. Oof.
Damn. I appreciate that honesty, my guy.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
I appreciate that honesty. Any major stories for you?
Oh, you got in your pocket? I do have. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Like, this time I'm going to be really, really honest. Like, last time was 130%. This time I'm going to be like maybe 400. I don't have any stories.
Wow. So, I really do appreciate that honesty, dude.
Yeah, no problem, man.
I really do appreciate it. From my point, my side of the room.
Your POV.
My side of the country. My POV, bro.
Yes, sir.
I also don't really have anything. I do have the update that I finally beat Undertale. Great ending. I will probably go on tonight and look up the other endings because I don't feel like running back through it and doing the pacifist just for the ending. If I got a trophy out of it, then maybe I would do it, but I do not. So
you gonna play Deltarune?
I am gonna play Deltarune. So
you gonna wait for it to come to Switch? Or
it's coming to Switch day one, baby boy.
All right.
Yeah. That's it comes to Switch in 3 days, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the episode one for free.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think so, my guy. So that's cool. Other than that, nothing big. It's next week. The
Ides of March?
Monthly cooldown?
No, yeah, it's definitely the monthly cooldown.
Oh, shout out.
That's the last one.
I have something to talk about then.
Okay, yeah, I got something too, probably about it.
Oh, baby boy, that's what I'm talking about. But other than that, oh yeah, did you pick up those, did you pick up that headset or no?
Bro, I went like a day later and then they were sold out.
Dang, see, you over here sleeping, bro.
I was sleeping, I meant to do it, but then I might have literally been asleep. So,
dang, I'm telling you, bro, that was a good deal. I was like, dang, $47.
Yeah.
Miss me with that, bud.
Nah, I mean, I wanted to be hit with that. Hit me with it, please.
Dang, somebody's out there too fast, too furious outside my window.
That's pretty good. I wish I had that outside my window. See, in Atlanta, we don't have no too fast. And we used to have those dudes on the dirt bikes that used to run through red lights all the time. But we'll say that for the monthly cooldown, maybe. That's not a real story.
Dang, I'm like, what? I don't remember that. I lived there not too long ago.
They drove right past North Ave. What are you talking
about? Oh, I do know what you're talking about. Actually, I do.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro. Let's just jump right into the topic then.
Go right ahead.
And that is favorite video game world, you know? Pretty short, sweet, and to the point. There's a lot of worlds that are presented to us through video games in very grandiose fashion, because video games sometimes have awesome graphics, sometimes not. There's also like NPCs living in these worlds, creatures sometimes. There's a lot of stories behind a lot of these worlds. So I thought, why not jump into a discussion about our favorite worlds, some of our least favorite worlds, and which world we would like to be a part of, if we could pick one. So I'm gonna let you kick it off here. Name some worlds that come to mind when you think about famous video game worlds.
Like, I don't even know how famous it's gonna be. Might be obscure for some people, but like, dang, I don't remember the name of it exactly. It was like the beach level from Super Mario Galaxy. Like, I don't know about you, boss.
Is that Delfino Island?
Nah. That's from Super Mario Sunshine. I'll give it a look up. You know, once we switch over to your thing. But like, basically, what it was like, or what I remember is, it's just like a resort type thing where you just out there Wait, no, maybe I'm mixing it with Super Mario Odyssey. That one, too. Any of the beach levels, excluding Delfino Plaza from Super Mario Sunshine. That one's kind
of dang. Dead. Why don't you like that one? Because there was a bunch of dirt everywhere?
Yeah, bro. It was dirty, bro. Clean up your city. It was dirty. I'm not trying to come on vacation. I'm Mario. I'm coming on vacation with my beloved Princess Peach. And you want me to clean up? What is this?
What is this? Yeah, that I'm is heated disrespect. Right
now. It's pretty disrespectful. So Delfino Plaza does not get it. Basically, any non-spooky water level of Mario, instant like a beach type setting, instant like, you know, favorite for me. I just love the atmosphere.
Insta favorite.
They like there's always just like cool people around. You maybe got some starfish, you got some penguins maybe. I don't know why the penguins are there, but I definitely remember some penguins and one of them bad boys.
There are penguins like, sometimes. Those are like the ice levels though, I feel like.
Yeah, man.
And maybe they are in the beach levels too. I don't know.
I don't know. They were definitely in the ice levels, but I think I remember one. Maybe Mario Galaxy. I don't remember, man, but water okay. levels. Go right ahead.
But okay, regardless of good levels versus bad levels.
Yes.
I just want to set the stage. What are some big main worlds that we can bring into the discussion here? Including we'll include Mario and the water boys. But I was thinking we got places like Rapture. We got places like
Hyrule.
The Halo Rings. Hyrule, that's a good one. Luigi's Mansion. I don't really count that as a world, but my man,
it's a zone. It's an area.
We got Resident Evil Earth.
The zombies the everywhere. Earth, but you know, I'll touch on that later.
We got
Wait, I just had one. Just definitely just slipped my mind. Wow.
What's the name of the God of War realm?
Oh, is that Midgard?
Midgard, right? Midgard, which is AKA Earth.
Yeah, true. What about I literally just forgot it again, man. God damn.
Wow, you really Borderlands World. Oh, what is that planet called?
Pandora? At least Pandora, in one of them.
That's it, Pandora.
Then you get to go to the moon on one of those.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Little bad boys. Any Borderlands related world is a good popular world. I'll even throw Call of Duty in there. Just Earth. Just America.
Just regular U.S. where USA. Russians have taken over.
USA. The airport, baby.
Okay. Oh, not the airport. I'm not going to the airport. Whatever world is in Ratchet and Clank.
Yes.
I love that world.
That was a series
of
worlds. I
love that world.
It was a galaxy.
I mean, yeah, that galaxy. Mass Effect galaxy. Bringing that in there.
Super Mario Galaxy.
Did you play Mass Effect?
I did not play Mass Effect, I'm gonna be honest.
Whoa. Do I gotta sleep, my guy?
I gotta hop on Mass Effect.
I mean, I'm hoping they'll remaster the first three soon.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned at E3. That's a big bold prediction from your boy.
No way.
I'm hoping they'll remaster the first three soon, but yes, they are like a must play, bro.
Okay.
Some of my favorite games of all time.
I'll give it a look see. You know, I think I have Mass Effect 2, actually.
I mean,
given to me for free.
I would suggest you start from one and go through all three of them.
I think I might start with two, actually.
I agree with you. I think you should start from one, though.
But then I think I might, after two, I might play Andromeda and then go into one.
Whoa, you are playing you're doing some disrespectful things out there, my guy.
Nah, definitely. Next time I see it on sale, I might pick up. Or, you know, like you said, if it's remastered, we'll definitely look into picking that one up.
Yeah, stay tuned there, guys. Stay tuned at E3. Anyways.
Does Minecraft count? I know it's open world.
Dude, that counts.
And I think for Minecraft me, counts. Fallout.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good
the
one.
The Wasteland. Fallout. Whichever Fallout part Wasteland. Of the country you're in. Vegas, Washington, D.C., you know, Boston, you name it. All fun zones to be in. And of course, New York.
I'm going to remove Pokemon from the list because I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair.
Wow, whoa. What's not fair about Pokemon though?
Because like it's an anime, and bro, I feel like
what?
If we're
it's a video game though,
it is a video game. But I feel like that's just like who wouldn't want to live in the goddamn Pokemon world?
That's true. It's too obvious. I see.
Yes, yeah, it's too much of a gimme.
But we're still on just like popular worlds though.
Yeah. But I feel like even having it in the conversation is just like.
It's too popular.
It's too OP. It's going to take all of our attention away.
Okay. I'm definitely moving to Dreamland. I don't know about you.
Is that Kirby?
That's Kirby.
So, okay.
It sound like they just eat cake all day.
We also got the ruins from Undertale.
Ah, yes, of course.
New York City from Spider-Man.
Yes, of course. And it, pretty much New York City in any game.
Yeah.
I'd say it's pretty popular.
We got Hell from Doom.
Ah, yes. And also Mars from Doom.
Mars from Doom as well.
Or that brief spell.
Dang, I want to play Apex Legends. I still haven't played it yet.
Well, you know, that thought just came up. The Apex Legends. Speaking of Apex Legends, the Titanfall series of games. Like I know that the first one did not have a story mode. The second one did. Great, great world. I don't know if I'm jumping ahead too much, but like, I would live in it. I know it's a bad place to live, but if I get to fly around a little Titan mech suit,
yeah,
I'm living in it. And with samurai swords on my mech suit, bro, come on.
Dark Souls world. Thank you for reminding samurai swords. Just for some reason, when you think of Dark Souls.
Please, no.
I think that's a good array of worlds we got here.
Comprehensive list of
now, what worlds now we're thinking our of. Brain juices are tangling, right?
Of course.
So let's pick up. Let's think of our top five worst worlds to live in.
Worst worlds to live in.
Worst worlds to live in.
Got it. Easy.
Let's go back and forth here. Go ahead. You said Dark Souls.
I'm starting it off strong with Dark Souls.
Why is that?
just a lot of bullshit, man. That's all I'm going to say. As someone who's been playing, I've played, you know, a couple hours of the first one. I'm currently trying to play through the third one. Bro, like, for me, I'm a very... Personally, I like boss battles, and I like that stuff. I say the boss battles in Dark Souls are very challenging, but I love that. I love them. I think they're fun, even if they can be bullshit as well. It's just all that world. I'm like, bro, like I have to go through a poison swamp? What? Just to get to the next boss? There's slugs everywhere. If I walk in the poison, I'm slowed, which means I'm going to get more poison. They're tree men. These men are the size of trees. I can't fight them because there's poison swamp. What do I do? So there's just a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of big boys, and I'm not a big boy, and I'm just heated, as you could probably tell.
I can tell, man. I can tell. So, yeah, that was a good one. I'm gonna come back at you with Silent Hill.
Oh.
Silent Hill. I ain't trying to live in that world with Pyramid Head. Any world where Pyramid Head exists. Your boy's not trying to live. Yeah,
give a little background on Silent Hill. Though. I feel like some people might not understand.
Silent Hill is just like, it's like a horror genre.
Yeah.
And Silent Hill is like this town that's, I don't know what's up with it. I don't know if it's cursed or I think there's a lot of funky stuff going on in this town. People dying. If you expect to leave Silent Hill with your life, you're wrong. You're going to die because there's all these creepy monsters. Those monsters where it's like, Grudge type stuff where they crawling on, or like Exorcist type stuff where they crawling on ceilings. Pyramid Head is this giant butcher looking motherfucker with
and he's got a pyramid.
A giant pyramid for a head. Yeah, and I think he'd be sexually assaulting people too. I don't know.
Probably. He's shirtless the whole time.
Yeah, my man.
I'm already sexually assaulted.
Way out of pocket. And he's pretty scary.
That's true.
So and like the whole town is like abandoned. Like there's nothing good about Silent Hill.
And why so many people getting lost there?
Like, I don't know, my guy.
Why do I have to go find my wife? Tell her to find her own way.
Yeah, like, there's like, literally, there's like no pluses for living in Silent Hill. Like, some games you can make an argument. I was like, well, like, at least you would have these cool abilities, or at least, you know, these cool characters. Nah, bro, it's all in L, bro. You're living in a literal nightmare.
I wanted to say that, you know, at least it'll be quiet. But it ain't quiet when they got that dang foghorn going up, going. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to sleep. It's 3 a.m. Like, turn that off.
Way out of pocket.
It's pretty out of pocket. Hell. Definitely.
All right, what else you got?
What else do I have? I'm just going to. All right, so this is kind of a little spoiler. I was going to save it for the monthly cooldown, but your boy picked up Resident Evil 2. You
know, it's on sale?
Well, it was on sale for PC. So.
For how much?
For $47.
Oh, okay. That's not too much of a
It's not too much, but you know, like, it's like
any penny, $15. Any dollar helps, yeah.
It ain't bad. Helps. It ain't all that. And I gotta bring up something about Resident Evil after the podcast. But, you know, anyways, that world, let me tell you, at least Resident Evil 2, when, like, I guess the zombie apocalypse started to really pop off, Mm-hmm. Bro, what? Like, you're not having fun here. You go Raccoon here. City? You see, there's some. You're in Raccoon City. Obviously, if it's a city, I would have thought, okay. I don't even. First of all, this is just the way I think. How do zombies like viruses even be spreading like that, bro? Like, how do they begin through the whole city? You telling me, like, people ain't strapped in the city? Like, we ain't I'm putting people down, nothing,
bro. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not telling you anything.
City's scary.
I mean, yeah, that's true. City is pretty scary. And then it's just like all these people out here, just like. Roman, tell them to stay they behinds at home, so that way they don't get infected. That way I don't have to get infected, and I can, like, you know, walk around in my streets, my city. Everybody's crashed, everything's on fire. What is this? What kind of place do you? Can I raise a kid here? No, yeah.
Heck no, bro. I ain't bringing my kids into this world in Raccoon City. I agree definitely with that. Not. I think that would probably make it onto my list, Raccoon City. You know, I'm not really messing with it, but for mine, I'm gonna come back at you here.
Go right ahead.
I'm gonna say. Rapture of the BioShock series.
Yes.
That world, I would say, if you're in the Sky City, which I don't remember the Columbia. Name of literally anything, yeah, and you remember everything, very nice. If you live in Colombia, you can live in Colombia and be I if you're not African American. Yep. Unfortunately, both of us are African American, and therefore, hold on, no. We're gonna have a bad time.
That's true.
But on the surface, Colombia looks pretty straight. But if we go on to Rapture undersea, that's just big L's, bro. Just imagine walking around in a world where almost 90% of the population are junkies.
That's true.
And then 5% of the population are giant mechs that will absolutely destroy you. Probably another 2% of the population are little girls that basically look like demon kids, and they out here sticking syringes in people, sucking their juices out. And the rest of the population is people that are crazy. So it's just
you thought the junkies were crazy. Yeah,
you thought the junkies were crazy. Wait until you figure out. Wait until you meet the people that managed to survive in this world somehow. They're crazy.
Yeah, they're out of pocket. Yeah, definitely wouldn't want to live anywhere underwater, first of all. Especially when they've got dang pipes bursting all the time. But I'm not trying to drown.
Big facts.
But yeah, man. I guess I'll... I'm trying to think of one. I probably have to say Doomworld.
Doomworld, yeah.
Doomworld. Because, I mean, you start off on Mars. You know, it's not bad, you know, there's nothing there, but you know, straight. We're in the future, it's straight, you know, we're in a lab, we're scientists, then you end up in hell. Nah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not trying to go to hell, like, literally. Nah. You know somebody can
don't
tell
sign
me
up, take my name off the list.
Yeah, get me off the list. I'm gonna say, God, it's me, I'm calling in my one favorite, get me off this list.
Dang, I didn't know God owed us one favor.
Nah, he only owes me a favor.
Oh, I see. My bad. My bad.
There's one time I did the Dougie for him. He said, go and do that little dance y'all be doing down
there. Damn, you wilder for that one, God.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take the Lord's name in vain. If y'all stop listening to the podcast because I took the Lord's name in vain, well, I just apologize. That's it.
Too late. They stop listening.
That is.
All right. What world I got that I just do not want to live in? Let me think. I would probably say worst worlds. This is tough. Mm-hmm. See, I was gonna say Resident Evil. Oh, I got one. Your boy's not trying to live in the Outlast world.
Well,
I mean, I don't know what the world looks like outside of the games they've shown, but
it's probably straight.
All that cult stuff, all that, like, insane asylum stuff, no sir. No sir. Yeah, keep
that. That's dead to me. You're not sending me in there.
Yeah,
literally I'll kill myself dead. Before I
I mean, you might as well, because we got demons out here. I mean, like, there are, like, you'll see, like, random soldiers walking around in the game, or you'll see random people walking around, and they get, some of these people get absolutely demolished. Like, it's like, wow. The worst way to die, like, ooh, these spirits be really, really handing it to some of these baby boys.
They don't deserve it, honestly. Not our troops.
See, boy's not going to Outlast World.
Of course.
I guess. Let's do one more.
One more piece? Okay. I'm thinking this might be a controversial one. I'm not going to Hyrule. Especially in Majora's Mask. Personally, I did not. I have not played Majora's Mask yet, but I know everybody knows about that moon, and that moon is
scary, bro.
It's very scary. Imagine you wake up one day, you see a moon in the sky, you're like, "Oh, okay, it's just a moon." But then you look closer, that bad boy has a face on it, and then you look even closer, he's moving towards you. I'm sorry. What do I really want to live my life in threat? Like, do I want to feel threatened every day? I'm living in this nice. It's just a facade, bro. That we've Hell got like no. this nice feudal system. We've got like a king in his castle. We've got like I'm a merchant, maybe, perhaps. And like I'm just living this facade only to get destroyed by some random man in tights running around out here turning into a boar. And then like what?
No, sir.
No, sir. Like,
yeah, that's a big L. Even if we're talking about Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
That's true.
Blood Moon is Rising?
Oh, Link? Not the blood.
Hell no, bro. I ain't out here trying to be out here with no Blood Moon. I mean, we have Blood Moons in the real world, but
Lock they're harmless. Doors.
Dang, how's your kids? How's your wife? They're raping everybody out they here. Really you know what I'm saying? Here,
man. I feel that.
Okay, now moving into the more positive. Yes. Positive spin on stuff. Let's skip our top favorite worlds. Let's just jump right into it. What is your favorite world?
Oh, what is my
if you're debating favorite? It from between a few, then go ahead. But
damn, bro,
I want to know like your favorite world here.
I think I gave it up in the beginning. That's Super Mario Galaxy.
Okay, let's do this. All right, let's do this. Favorite world that you don't have to live in, like just favorite world that you played in, like for just pure video game purposes, and then your favorite world to live in.
Okay. Okay, I think my favorite world just to like play in a world like world I just had a lot of fun in might be the Fallout
world. That was gonna be my answer.
Damn, man, I didn't mean to take it from you like that.
No, that's all good. That's all good.
But you know, definitely something about Fallout. Obviously, it's an open world experience RPG, so you get to role play as like you know whoever you want to be. Pretty much, if you want to be a 45-year-old woman with who's short and bald, maybe. Just do what you gotta do, Playboy. Just really do what you gotta do.
Like customizations in the game, but okay.
Maybe. We'll find out. I'm not finding out, actually, but somebody might. But, I just think, like, that world is just so fun to play in just because, you know, you're just really just running around. I guess, like, it's kind of to be said about, like, a lot of the Bethesda games. You know, you're just running around and just having fun. But especially with, like, Fallout, you know, the fact that you got guns, way better than a Skyrim. I know somebody might shoot me on that one. Somebody might come and assassinate me. That's a hot take. But I need guns in my game. I'm sorry, those little bows and arrows, that magic nonsense. Miss me with that. Give me a sniper rifle. Give me a nuclear launcher. Give me a big boy. A fat boy. I think that's what it's called.
Fat boy?
Fat boy. Give me that. I don't need no little lightning spell. So, yeah.
I respect that.
Would I live there, though? Absolutely not. Get me away from there.
Hell
there's radiation everywhere.
We got ghouls out here. This ain't Michael Jackson's Thriller now. Yeah, come on now.
Death Claws? Bro, you listen to that Death name Claws. And you're like, what? Like, why do they exist?
Nah, people in that world just straight up be wilding, bro. True. Some of these quests you be going on are just like, bro, what is wrong with y'all, bro? The radiation really happening. Did get to your head, bro. Like, no, yeah, I agree, though. Fallout, just like wandering like across the wasteland and just like the random hijinks you get into in that world, like there's always something going on. I feel like every different like little city has its own vibe, has its own like story, and like you can probably spend like an hour plus in almost each city.
That's
in
true.
Each major city, which is super cool, and that's how it's always been in all the Fallout games, which I love. So I would agree, Fallout is probably my favorite, and if I didn't pick Fallout, I would probably pick I want to say God of War.
God of War, okay.
I kind of want to say God of War or I kind of want to say God of War. Just because like the fact that you're going to all these different realms. And, like, the whole, like, story with the elves, like around the middle of the game, and like just being in their world and kind of just like understanding the story and the dynamics behind that, Midgard and how that changes as you play through the game. Even it's changing to like till the very end of the game, like things are changing and things are like evolving, and that's, I really love that about the God of War world. And it's like, it feels so open, like there's very little load screens, there's very little loading at all from what I can remember. And yeah, that world was cool. I never would want to live there though. Not with all those crazy monsters, undead people, all these guys that really don't give two F's about anybody's life.
That's true.
It was not living in the God of War the world. But now let's switch it up.
Yes.
The world you would most likely live in.
Okay. The world I would most likely live in, like, you know, full time, like bring my family here.
Wait, but I'm adding restrictions.
Uh oh. Okay.
This world that you live in, you will have about as much power as the main character does at the beginning of whatever game this is. Okay. You'll have about, so you might have some superpowers or whatever, but you only have like the basic
superpowers.
If you die, like think about it in terms of, if you've ever died in this game, there are no respawns, you're just dead. So there's that.
Dang.
And yeah, that's about it.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna be honest with you, I might just bring out just a really crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because sometimes I just don't value my life. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and say Shadow of the Colossus world.
Wow.
Yeah, I said that.
I'm about to play that game.
Go ahead and play that game. Let me go ahead and so for those who don't know, Shadow of the Colossus, it's basically you, big old world, big old monsters. That's it.
Big old plain boys. And simple.
Big old boys, you just got to fight them. You're going to fight them to the death. So I don't know. I think it'll be fun climbing around. I know I would definitely die, probably like first try. But, you know, I think it would be a good 15.
So you living in this world, you would be slaying these colossi.
Yes. I would have the same horse, the same, honestly, I mean, if it's me and the like main character, that means we must be on a team. So that means like we have an even better shot.
Nah, I'll say you replace whatever.
The main character. Okay. All right. Well, as long as I got the same stamina as old boy,
you do,
and I got the same level of patience that I have in real life in order to climb and like, you know, really, you know, maneuver these bad boys. It's just, I think I'll be able to make it personally.
Okay. Okay. Bold move.
It's a very hot take. What about you, boss?
All right. I've thought about this a lot, you know. For a second, I was going to take the easy way. I was going to say Animal Crossing. You know, I'd just be a little villager, you know, work my way up to mayor. I'd be chilling Animal Crossing. And I was like, no, it's too easy. Then I was going to say maybe Spider-Man world. You know, I am Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool. But then I was like, this just doesn't really fit the spirit of the question, the spirit of the topic. We're talking about video games. Like, regardless, anybody will want to be swinging around a Spider-Man. I don't feel like that doesn't really answer the question correctly.
Right.
Which guided me to this answer here.
Yes.
Let me tell you, the stakes are a little high, all right? Not as high as yours, I would say. Maybe even higher. I don't know. Depends on the kind of life I would take. But your boy would be living in Mass Effect. Mass Effect universe. Okay. So I would be living in this Star Trek style universe where all these different races have come together to create this futuristic society where like we have like the space embassy, like this space like United Nations type deal, and there's evil forces out there. Sometimes you gotta fly to other planets and lay down the hammer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got natives on this planet, not anymore. Boom, industrialization, you know what I'm saying?
That's real life.
That is real life, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think I'd live in the Mass Effect world. I would take on the role as not as Commander Shepard, but I would have his like his daringness and like his guns that he has at the beginning of the game or whatever.
Okay.
And I would say that my role in this world would be, I would work for the galactic space government, the same one that Shepard works for.
Government does.
Except I would not have any crew. I wouldn't have like a crew or anything like that. I'm a freelancer, all right?
Oh,
so, okay. Like, I'm the guy they send out when shit needs to get done, when things have really hit the fan, they're like, send out Joseph. The reason I don't have a crew is because I went on a suicide mission and they all died.
Oh, no.
And I barely survived. I barely survived, but I wiped out a single race of monsters on my own. Wow. But with my own hand. I had to detonate a nuke on the planet, and in the process, all my crew died. Little do they know that I killed my whole crew. We'll get into that later. We'll get in that in the second game. But as far as the first game, I'm just a badass. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Yes.
Whenever they have an issue, they're going to call me out. Eventually, Commander Shepard will have an issue. He'll call me out. I'll come out there. His whole crew will be like, he'll be out there doing solo. His crew is on the ship, and I'll try and kill him. I'll try and murder him secretly. That's when they figure out
I'm really thought of this game.
I just thought about this 10 minutes ago. So basically, I'm evil, and I'm still going crazy. But also, I'm romancing everybody. I'm romancing aliens. I'm romancing human women. I'm romancing not dudes, though. Not romancing dudes.
Wow, dang. What about alien dudes?
Like alien dudes, I'm not going to put that on tape.
Put it on tape.
I'm not going to say anything I regret here.
No.
I ain't trying to be no soundbite. But yeah, I would live in the Mass Effect world. The world's pretty cool, pretty dang cool. And if I just wanted to retire and live my life like quietly, I could pretty much do that as long as no alien threat was trying to colonize our galaxy or whatever. So that's pretty good.
Okay. Nice.
Nice.
Can I go back?
Yeah, nice. Go back.
All right. I don't know, man. So, just thinking about, day to day for Shadow of the Colossus, man.
You're just on your horse, bro.
I'm just on my horse. I'm just killing these big boys. There's only 16 of them. What do I do then? I ain't beat the game, so I don't know what happens.
Yeah, you're just sitting in that world.
I'm just sitting there twiddling my thumbs.
Yeah.
Do I go home? Do I have home?
I was just about to say, do you even have a home, my guy?
Yeah, they open you up and they just say, here you are. So, I don't know. Maybe I might have to, for me, a video game world that I would love to live in would probably be I'm thinking about the day to day would be somewhere where I'd be relaxed, somewhere I can rise up. And so you really did spark my mind when you talked about Animal Crossing.
Okay.
So I think your boy's going to Animal Crossing. I'm going to Townsville. Okay. I'm going to Townsville. Smashville, whatever it's called in I don't know. Whatever that place is. And I'm about to stunt and flex on all my neighbors. I'm gonna be out there working, grinding for my house. Dang. Catching
bugs.
I'm gonna be catching bugs all 24/7. I don't sleep. Grind don't no sleep. Then I'm gonna walk into the mayor's office. I'm gonna say, look, you're not running the city right. This is my town. I walk in there. What's his name? Tortimer, I think. Tortimer, get out of my office. Isabel, you're my secretary now, and woo! I'm running that joint. So
I respect that hustle.
That's what the day to day will be like. Just me hustling, grinding for the top spot.
I respect that. But now that you said that, you've got my gears turned.
Oh, back.
And now I'm thinking, maybe I do want something relaxed. And that is why my answer is changing to the world of Madden 2019. Hey! That's right, boys. I'm going to the world of Madden. That's right. I'm going to be on my own ultimate team. I'm playing aside legends like Tom Brady, freaking Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr. I'm going to go get a Super Bowl within the span of a couple hours, because that's what you can do in Madden if you just do the exhibition mode. I'm doing it all, and I'm not going to tear my ACL. I'm having 99 stats, everything.
Wait a minute. No. Well, I guess technically if you have the ability of your starting character at the beginning of the game, you could set it to be now. Okay.
I got the Madden Ultimate Edition. I didn't mention that. That's the game I'm playing in. Also, I've already paid $1,000 in Ultimate Team, so that's the character I am.
Oh, no.
Got him. Wow.
Wow, dude. Yeah. That's awesome for you, man. I'm so glad you're able to live out your dream.
I really appreciate that, man. Honestly, Madden just has such a unique world that I really couldn't pass up the idea to live in that world day to day. But this also does mean that I have to live in the stadium. I can't go outside of that.
Oh, no.
I have to live only inside the stadium.
Can't you sleep on Tom Brady's couch?
That's not in the game.
I mean, how do you know? That shit. What if they do like interviews or some like fake interviews in the game, and they go to his house?
I haven't played Madden in quite some years, so I don't know what is in the game now.
So actually, don't go to Tom Brady's house. He'll kiss you while you're asleep.
Dang, let him kiss me. Kiss me, Tom. Kiss me.
Oh, I think we got our sound bite.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. That's why I brought it up. That out.
Bobby, edit that out.
Nah, Bobby, keep it in, or else you're fired.
Nah, I'll fire you, Bobby.
Bobby, that's you're what not, I thought. You're between a rock and a hard place now. What are you going to do?
And I'm the rock.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm hard.
Oh. Oh, pause. Sound clip that, Bobby. Sound clip that.
No. Chill out, bro. Everybody chill right. out. Everybody calm down.
Time to wrap this baby boy up.
Go right ahead.
Thank you all for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friendos about us. If you want updates about upcoming future episodes and giveaways, follow us at Player Player Pod on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And until next time, guys, keep gaming. Wait.
Yeah.
I say, if you want updates about upcoming future episodes, that's redundant. I don't like that. Dang. Upcoming episodes is what we're
change
doing.
It.
Or should
change
I say future? I like the word future better. Remember that show, Phil of the Future?
Phil of the Future. He's a 21st century man. Wait, no, 24th century man.
And I remember that theme. I'm going to have to listen to that after the podcast. Anyways.
It's about.
until next time, guys. Keep gaming.